Hey, it's Aiden Mortensen here with another Castle Country Focus interview. Today over the phone, we are joined by Representative Logan Monson. He represents House District 69, which covers Emory, Garfield, Grand, Kane, San Juan, and Wayne. Representative Monson, it's a pleasure to have you on. Thank you for taking the time out of your day to come talk to us.
Yes, absolutely. Thank you for having me. I really appreciate it.
So I think a good way to kind of start this off is being one of the newer legislators on the Hill. What's been your first few weeks been like? What's the experience been like transitioning? You know, you've served as a city council member, a mayor, and now you're up in the state legislature. What's that change been like?
Yeah, it's been fast and furious. It's been busy, but good. I mean, government runs at all kinds of speeds and different levels, and most times it's slow, but legislative session is busy. So it's been great. It's been a good transition coming from the city government side of things and then moving to the state side of things. The big district to cover, but it's good. I'm happy to be here.
And then, I just out of curiosity, in the State of the State address, Governor Cox said that for the new legislators, you're going to be spending your first week wondering, how did I get here? And you're going to spend every week after that wondering how everyone else has got there. Is that something you felt?
You know, there is a sense of feeling like, how did I get here every time I pull up to the Capitol? Just such an amazing experience, such a beautiful place to be, and great opportunity to represent people that I love. So that is true. When it comes to how did I get here kind of a thing, it's just a very, very eye-opening experience. And then as far as everyone else goes, everyone's been great. All of the previously serving legislators have been excellent to work with. Staff has been great. There are times where you hear of something and you're like, I wonder where that came from, or I wonder where that idea came from, or how that person came up with this. But honestly, everyone's been really good to work with.
And that's always good to hear. I mean, a lot of the times you see government, and one of the first words that pops in your mind is contention. And, you know, for the most part, the Utah State Legislature does a good job of avoiding that. Now, let's switch focus to legislation right now. Currently on the books, you have one bill, and that's the first responder tax credit. Now, why is this bill important to you? What made that want to be one of the first bills that you put forward in the legislature?
Yeah, living in rural Utah, we have a lot of people that love to volunteer. They love to spend their time doing things that they love, whether that's search and rescue, firefighters, any emergency responder. They're usually doing that because it's something they have a passion for. They have to make a living doing something else, but they love doing it. Things are getting really expensive for people, and I wanted to try and find a way that we can still incentivize people being a volunteer, but also give them a little bit of a break financially when it comes to, you know, just life and making things work. I think that we live in a place, especially in rural Utah, where these departments are all volunteer-based, and we have to be able to continue to get people to want to come out, and I think that it gives them an incentive to do something they love, but also have some compensation for it.
And I really like that. I mean, like you said, people, especially in rural Utah, love to serve. You look at every volunteer fire department, volunteer search and rescue team, EMS services. There's people who are always wanting to give back to their community. And I really like that this is a way that's going to help give back to them in a way. So I really, when I saw that was the first bill you put forward, that put a smile on my face. I was very happy to see you focusing on something that's pretty important for rural areas. Now, talking about those rural areas, like we said up top at the interview, you represent Emory, Garfield, Grand, Kane, San Juan, and Wayne County. What's it been like balancing all those different demographics within your constituents? Because, you know, even though the counties fall in the same part of the state, the cultures just feel like they're always going to be so different from each other.
Yeah, I would agree. The culture is different. And it is, because I think that every one of those counties has communities that fall within it that are very tight-knit, close communities. I think that that's what makes the culture difference the biggest thing. But the mentality is the same. People want things to be, they don't want government involved in everything that they're doing. They want to be able to go and do the things that they love in the rural places that they live in. and that's why they choose to live there. So I think the culture is different, but it's also very similar. So the difficulty for me is having six counties. Obviously, that makes it really hard to do town halls in each county every night or things like that. So my focus has been to try and get information out to people by email, by social media. We'll keep that going. We'll have a weekly update for everybody as far as how things are going. So if you haven't seen that, then you can subscribe and get our weekly newsletters. We'll post stuff in papers and things like that. But really, it's just trying to communicate and effectively represent everybody within such a big district.
Yeah, and that's the luxury that I feel rural legislators are really at a disadvantage at, because you look at the Wasatch Front and some of those bigger areas, you're going to see representatives who represent a city. You're not going to see people who are representing about five or six counties like some rural legislators have to. So it's a tall task, and I like how you are trying to disseminate that information. Now, looking ahead to the rest of the session, you have until March to kind of get things going. What are some areas of emphasis for you moving forward that you're going to really want to focus on in your legislation?
Yeah, I've spent a lot of work and time on prevention efforts, especially with youth coalitions. And when we say prevention, we're talking everything. So we're talking prevention, suicide prevention. We're talking drug and alcohol prevention. We're talking social media type stuff. Like, it's literally everything. So just really focusing on ways that we can supplement and help provide the prevention piece to the youth is a big area of focus of mine. Other issues, obviously, the land issues that we deal with in rural Utah are a big deal to me. So we'll focus on those and see if we can piece some of that together. Education is a big piece. That's public education, that's homeschool, there's so many pieces that fall within the education piece, higher education, and then healthcare. I think those are the things that I've focused on because it naturally fits my background. As a nurse, healthcare falls in line. My wife's a teacher, I have kids, and then the land issues naturally just with the district are our priority.
You know, I think that makes you kind of perfectly suited to cover District 69 because it's made up of a lot of teachers. You're going to have a lot of healthcare workers. And like you said, there is a lot of public land that is out there. I mean, you have the San Rafael Swell. You have just swaths and swaths of land out there. So I like that approach that you're taking with focusing on that. Now, Representative Monson, unfortunately, we are running out of time. But is there anything you'd like to leave the listeners with?
No, I mean, just be involved, be active, be engaged, reach out, call, text, email, come up to the Capitol. If anybody's up here ever, we would love to show you around. We would love to show you kind of what a day is like, an hour is like. Be engaged, be part of the process, and just get involved in making some changes.
Well, Representative Monson, it was a pleasure to have you on. Thank you again for taking the time out of your day to come talk to us. We really appreciate it. Again, that was House District 69 Representative Logan Monson. He covers Emery, Garfield, Grand, Kane, San Juan, and Wayne counties. And for more Castle Country Focus interviews like this one, you can stay tuned to KOAL 107.3 FM and 750 AM, or you can listen on the Castle Country Radio app. And for the KOAL Newsroom, I'm Aiden Mortensen.